Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, and we're coming to you this week from San Francisco, the site of the RSA Conference for 2009. And I'm joined by John Linkus from EIQ Networks. John, welcome back yet again for another episode.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
And I guess right off the top, I should mention that if you're in San Francisco for RSA, you can stop by the EIQ Networks booth, which is 2058. And I can guarantee you I'll mention it one last time before we go off the air today. But do have an interesting topic.
At least
topic.
Once more.
At least once, right, John? We do have an interesting topic today, and that is that late last week, the Verizon Business Risk Team issued its annual report on data breach investigations. And we're going to talk about that today. Because, John, as you pointed out in a blog post on the EIQ Network's website, there is some very interesting information in the report related to how breaches have occurred in the past.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things to remember is that this is an annual report that Verizon Business puts out. And being in their position of the type of company that they are as a major ISP and a major network carrier, their team gets a pretty broad scope of vision into the security breaches that are occurring on a weekly, monthly, and annual basis. And they actually include some very interesting statistical data in this year's compared to last year's baseline. And I'd just like to call out a couple of those very interesting statistics. Probably the one of the most interesting is the fact that who is behind these data breaches that occur. And, of course, when we say data breaches, we're talking about everything from cardholder data to healthcare data to other personal data to intellectual property that belongs to corporations and other entities. And probably one of the most interesting statistics is that this year the number of breaches that involve multiple parties has shot up to almost 40% of all identified data breaches. And that's up about 10% from last year. And what that indicates, I think, is two things. Number one, that you're seeing a lot more collusion between internal and external parties. The Privacy Rights .org database, for example, shows a number of lawsuits or a number of instances where organizations have discovered their insiders who have been communicating with outsiders and selling them, for example, protected healthcare data or selling them credit card data, for fraudulent purposes. So, that's certainly one interesting stat. A second one I think to point out is probably the most egregious, which is that 67%, according to Verizon, 67% of data breaches were aided by significant errors, and those errors would be things like application errors, system configuration errors, things that that could relatively easily be addressed if organizations were a little more vigilant and a little more careful and had the appropriate vigilance in place to monitor for those issues within their environment. So just some very interesting statistics out of this year's report.
And you mentioned vigilance, John. Vigilance is always key. And one thing that always comes up in these types of reports is that these particular security incidents continue to happen. But perhaps in retrospect now with the data in front of us of some of these investigations from this report, can we at least get a better sense of, at a high level, what companies can do to try to prevent as many of these as they could? Or what sort of intelligence do we have in that regard?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Verizon, of course, makes their own recommendations, and I think they're very valid ones. And I think the reason behind their particular recommendations, the validation is backed up by some of the information that's in the report. For example, that in terms of the sources of breaches, about 79% were web applications. So 79% of all of the records that were breached through a web application as opposed to through an end-user workstation or a network device specifically. And, and I think another statistic that plays into some of the mitigation that Verizon talks about that I'm going to mention in just a moment is the fact that 98% of the records that were breached as a percentage of records were payment card data. So, that clearly tells us that the economic value of hacking is very much what's driving a lot of what's going on today. So, in that vein, what are some of the things that organizations can do to mitigate? Certainly continuous monitoring. this is something that, you know, we've harped on before in previous podcasts, Ross, and it's simply the idea that just being compliant or taking, let's take PCI DSS as an example, as a starting point for security standards compliance, simply going through that and taking a checklist approach isn't appropriate. You've got to have continuous monitoring of your environment, and you have to know what it is that you're actually looking for. To make that happen, you really need more than just the log data. Again, web applications as opposed to operating systems and network devices, which you know, were the primary source of data breaches this year, which means that you need to be monitoring the actual transactions that are going on from your web server. You need to be monitoring the configurations of your application servers, your database servers, your middleware servers, all of the components that are part of those web-based applications. And I would say that in addition to that, the scope of monitoring, right? So, you know, we're not just talking about servers. We are, you know, we are still continuing to talk about network devices as well as operating systems. You're kind of covering at least six, if not all seven layers of the OSI model in terms of your monitoring capability. That's absolutely critical to being able to prevent these kinds of attacks down the road.
You know, if I'm a company out there and I look at some of this data, it's pretty easy to imagine how many companies would have kind of a reactionary response, and that is, to put it simply, just cut off the wire to the internet. You know, pull the plug on the back of the machine. Is that type of reactionary response necessary, or are there simple things people can do just to make sure that these types of threats are being alleviated?
Right. Well, that is certainly an easy approach. The problem is, of course, that your revenue stream as a company stops as soon as you do that. So it's got its own perils. But yeah, there are absolutely things organizations can do. You know, again, first and foremost is understand what's in your environment. You know, regardless of whether you're going to use something like the Verizon Data Breach Report or other reports that are out there from different organizations that talk about data breaches and security attack vectors and security risks. Know what it is that you have and what the risks are to those systems. So, you know, it's not just good enough in most cases to know that, okay, I've got an application over here that does my payment card processing. You really need to know the details of what's involved with that, down to the level of the operating system, the patches that are installed on that operating system, the applications that are running the web app itself. Are they written internally? Are they third-party commercial apps? If they are commercial, you know, making sure that they're properly patched and tested on a regular basis, ensuring that you're conducting a systemic vulnerability assessments as opposed to just testing individual components on their own and simply saying, oh, well, you know, we've got only minor vulnerabilities on all of these different components, yet at the end of the day, those could all be strung together into one large, significant attack vector for the organization. So first and foremost, know what you have. Second, make sure you've got the tools in place to be able to know what is going on those systems, whether it's monitoring for events, looking at the operating system configurations, looking at the application and even hardware configurations on those systems, looking at net flows that are going in and out and across your internal and external networks. All of that information is critical. And then I would say the third thing to do is make sure that your employees within security operations have the not only access to those tools, but make sure that they're well-educated and they understand what it is that they need to be looking for to ensure that these bad things don't happen to your organization.
Of course, the response that I sketched out in terms of pulling the cords from the back of the machine, of course, that's a reference to the video that you can all out there find through the EIQ Networks website and through a new website that EIQ Networks launched last week. And fittingly enough, it's called Log Data is Not Enough. And that's all the lead into RSA this week. And John, that's all the time we have right now. But thank you so much for sharing your insight on this report from Verizon.
Great. Thanks, everyone. And thank you, Ross. As always, I appreciate it.
And for those of you out there, again, if you're in San Francisco for RSA, you can stop by the EIQ Networks booth and you can learn more as to why log data is not enough. EIQ Networks is in booth 2058. And for now, this has been the EIQ Cast. This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com.
www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.